Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 28th of October, recording at 9:15 p.m., and now this is Greenwich Mean Time as the UK clocks went back over the weekend. Okay, it was a bit of a quiet day here for stock markets ahead of the Fed's meeting, or at least it was a quiet day on Wall Street. And the Fed will have a two-day meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. So Wall Street closed mostly unchanged on the day, just fractional gains or losses, depending on which index you're looking at. Elsewhere in the Americas, we had a good day by Mexico and also Brazil, up 1.1% and 1.7% respectively. The European stock markets, which are overbought, indeed, most performing stock markets are overbought, not least Wall Street, but the European stock markets were slightly easier in here today, but no big percentage moves at all. A little bit stronger in Asia Pacific. We had the Japanese market, the Nikkei 225 was up nearly 2.2%, offsetting most of Friday's losses. The Australian market was also a decent winner in here today, up 1%. Again, a bit overextended here in the short term, as are so many markets. Now, China, flat to a fraction higher. Kospi index is very firm, up near its highs. And India, which had been testing its historic numerical highs at any rate, but has been drifting down a little bit in the last few days. It looks like a consolidation, provided we don't get any downward dynamics, which we have yet to see. But this is a notoriously volatile market, as you're no doubt well aware. Okay, what else happened here in the markets? The U.S. bond futures were down just a little bit in here, but slightly firmer in Europe. Bigger stories on the day: the dollar was very quiet here today. Well, actually, it firmed a little later towards in the day, so slightly firmer for the greenback, but no big moves that I can see here today. Well, one of the moves that helped Japan, although not all that much, but it's the yen weakened a little bit further against the U.S. dollar to 97.65. Elsewhere among currencies, the Australian dollar slipped a little bit again from following its recent rally down to 0.9571 against the greenback. The euro eased a little bit back below the 138 level to 137.86. Sterling also easing a little bit, 161.40. But again, I emphasize quiet activity. Precious metals mixed, down less than a dollar for the palladium, but firm for platinum, up $15 to 14. 70, nearly 1471. Gold up a couple of dollars, 1353 and change. Silver, I think, was a little bit lower, yes, down 13 cents, 2251. What raised my eyebrow at any rate was that we saw downward dynamics in the wheat, corn, and soybeans today, particularly the soybeans, and so again, prices are remaining low there, not adding food price inflation. Coffee also lower, and that's fascinating. Owen's written about that today, coffee has fallen significantly in the last 2 years, partly due with a planting season. But he'll explain all that in his copy. And what else do we have here? I think looking at the stock markets, beg your pardon, not the stock markets, the commodity markets overall, additional comments, industrial metals are firmer with the exception of nickel. And it does look like these have been in a base building process, but no doubt they've been helped by the additional QE and the generally optimistic environment, which has been pushing stock markets up so much. And sugar, a little bit lower in here today, as is rough rice, along with the grains and beans that I'd quoted earlier on. Now, last but not least, the much anticipated Apple story. I've seen the press release on this, and Apple's shares closed up nearly $4 here today, and it was a pretty solid report on earnings overall. And on that note, this is David Fuller saying goodbye and wishing you all well on a quiet day in the markets.